Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Conversation. Yes, it is. The one that you're a part of. Democratic. You know, Nancy Pelosi. You know, Trump was shaken up because the Republicans voted against his withdrawal in Syria. That's why they left. Whatever. Okay? Isn't it amazing? It's amazing. Is there anything that the politicians have wanted for years and years and years that when Trump finally passes or does it, they're against it all of a sudden? Yeah. And you campaigned on that thing for years and all of a sudden you don't want it. Don't worry, all those Trump people. Don't worry, Trump. Yeah, there's no Trump voters. Larry Charles. Yeah, we're all just hypnotized, paid people. You know, we're not real. There's tons of people at the. Yeah, they're all hypnotized. Yeah. Yes, you are gonna be a Trump supporter today. No, we're Trump supporters. Like Berto Buke. The cons, I guarantee you, when I'm president, even though I got like 0.000% of the vote, when I'm president, cops will confiscate your guns. Whatever. Joe Biden to Trump, release your tax return to shut up about my son. How about you release your financial records so we can see the depth of your corruption there, pal? You work for us. Trump is your boss. You know, all these Democrats, like Alex Baldwin, you know, we need to be treated differently because we're special, because we're Hollywood. That much more. So thank you for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. For there is one God and no mediator who can reconcile God and humanity. The man, Christ Jesus, he gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world at just the right time. That is Timothy 2:5 in the New Living Translation. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. I really hope you, not some brain dead, washed up Nancy Pelosi supporter, that thinks that, oh, well, this was going on because, you know, Trump walked out because he couldn't deal with the fact that Democrats and Republicans and all these people voted against getting all the troops out of Syria when that's what you've wanted for the last 10 years.
Question. She's having a, I don't know what they're calling it, but it's a, in retrospect, it's an anti-Israel. Does the Catholic Church stand with Israel?
Yes.
Well, they did under the old Pope, but this Pope, I don't know if they did.
He's very socialist. See, if you watch the Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, that's what they tried to do. The Catholics are the biggest voting bloc, so if we can get socialism into the very hierarchy of the church, they can preach socialism. They can basically push. When you have very abortion-friendly, very pro-gay, pro-pride friends that all of a sudden kind of, yeah, I kind of like the Catholic Church now. It says something big time.
Yeah.
Because as a Christian, you shouldn't
believe. I'm just wondering because Pelosi's going on. They're calling it an anti-Israel rally.
Yeah.
And Schumer.
I can't believe it. Because, you know, see.
I would like to know if Pelosi and chicken, yellow blood, yellow belly chicken shit actually hears my messages. Because, you know, I call him at least once a week. I call shit, I mean, twice today. I left a nice little message.
Yeah, but it makes you, I mean, but seriously, folks, this is Trump, but see, you shit on Trump, excuse my French. He's not going to be nice to you. You think he's going to stand there and let you crap? No, sorry, he's not a Mitt Romney. He's not a John McCain that's going to sit there and have a 5-gallon bucket of Vaseline.
What I don't
and
realize is why he's just not going to sit there and take it is Trump's had to work, and I mean, he's had to fight for everything he's got.
Yeah.
Yes, his dad loaned him money, but he had to pay his dad back. He's made his kids work for what they have. Okay? They're just not trust.
Well, what you don't...
You know, what word am I trying to think of? Trust fund kids.
Yeah.
They work. And he worked to get elected. He worked hard. And for them to say that, oh, he colluded with someone else and he cheated, that's going to get underneath his skin like nothing. Because he didn't cheat.
What people don't realize is, I hate that when he was given money. So what, lottery winners are given tons of money too, and 99% of them are bankrupt within like 2 years.
If that long.
How many billions is he worth, and what was he given? $1 million?
And he's gone bankrupt before and built it back up.
See, the problem you have, though, is like a lot of some of these hotels, they're not making money. These casinos are always, there are people that have found out, I've talked to several people under the table who have basically said that, I can go to a casino every single night and win. I can play blackjack. I know how to do it to where I win. But then I lose like 3 hands at the very end, so I come down and they leave. In the end, I make like $300 and I leave. And if you do that every night, that's, you know, and you know, casinos don't always cash in and make billions of dollars. And then people, it's like Target. They give their employees $15 an hour. Guess what? Great, but when they have to sit there and have to get a hour's cut because of the money they're making, they're bitching. They want full time and $15 an hour. Sorry. You're at Walmart. You're at Kmart. You're at Target. You don't now they have self-checkout. You don't even now when I go to Walmart, if I shop there, which I try not to, you pick the stuff up. Heck, you start helping the people stock the shelves. Well, you got to check yourself out till you start to think you're an employee. But that's the problem. You're not needed. They have been probably for like 15 years now have been able to have fast food restaurants with no one at the front counter. One person just in case and use touch screen. They don't need people there.
They need people to cook the food. They need people to give you your food. They need people to stock the napkins, the ice.
That can be done with like one or two people. You don't need to have a cashier at every. You can have a computer. You can go to a touch screen. You go bing, 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 bing. Yeah, they could eliminate half the. But you know, but they don't do it because they want to. They want to have. And that's the problem. See, these people that are complaining that they're obese because of Trump. Girl, you were fat when the first Bush was in office. See, the problem you don't realize, folks, is back in the day, obesity was a sign of wealth because that meant you could afford to eat. Wow, she must have money, man. Look at how big she is. She can afford food. This is back in the history days. And I've said this before. We're one step away from a French Revolution in this country, aka the politicians being the kings and queens. You know, people are tired of, well, I got $100 million net worth, but you know, I need to have a pay raise. I need to have a cost of living wage increase. I make $174,000 a year, but I have $100 million in my bank account. But
I
I need more money. I need more money. Yeah, does Nancy Pelosi live in the tent city? No. And I will get into this because this is I'll tell you what. Trump has actually lied, folks, for the first time ever. When he said that Eli Cummings was he got to see firsthand his strength, his passion, his wisdom from this highly respected politician. He's going to be very hard, if not impossible, to replace. Well, I hope he is impossible to replace. Maybe we can get some honest person in there that when they're given money to fix up their community, they fix up their community with it. Or they say, no thanks, we're going to give it back. I'm going to be like Jimmy Carter, and I'm going to be out there with the people sweeping and mopping and cleaning up and doing stuff. You pay me. I work for you guys. I'm going to help out your community. You know how much respect I could give Nancy Pelosi if she was there with a broom and dustpan in the streets of San Francisco cleaning up? I could give her some. If she actually...
I wonder if he was up for re-election. I don't think so, because he was too much bashing on Trump to be trying to get re-elected. Unless he just assumed he had it in the bag. Or... how much longer he had. If they have to have a special election or if they have to, or what they will do.
Well, it's sort of like Alex Baldwin. He declares that Felicity Hoffman's 14-day prison sentence is an injustice, that she's better than everyone. That, oh, we're Hollywood celebrities. I should be able to murder someone and get off because, you know, I have money. Well, sorry there, Alex Baldwin, but... Bill Cosby didn't get off.
Well, Trump has money. Trump, he was on The Apprentice. He was on that.
He's in Hollywood, yeah.
Well, shouldn't he get off? I'm asking for a friend. And I was talking about Eli Cummings, that senator.
Yeah.
Is he a senator or a congressman?
He was a congressman.
Okay. I'm just wondering if he was up for re-election or what.
Well, I'm sure he... I mean, why he would need to with the money he...
Oh, he could have, honey. He knew he was sick for a while.
Yeah, this
and
is...
And he wouldn't stop going after Trump to get for his health. He was in hospice.
And no one knew about it.
No one knew. That doesn't raise any red flags. I'm wondering about that Justice Ginsburg or whatever her name is.
Because she's been, like, gone.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably trying to hold on to the seat as long as he can.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that are saying, hey, look at what the Dems have done. They know, because he knows they're waking up. They're waking up to realize South Chicago people, even under Obama, look.
It's rumored, I can't remember if this was on Rush, I believe it. But I don't know if it was on Rush or where it was, that in his hospital bed, Cummings was trying to sign the impeachment papers against Trump.
Oh, Lord help us.
That's just what I've read. I don't know how true it is.
But you have, I mean, see, we don't care about people like, I have to talk about it because it's news, but I guess, like, I'm very selective. I've never really gave... Like these Inquirer magazine, I've never really gave two dibbies about celebrities. What said it best is this. Neil Peart one time said, the drummer of Rush, he goes, you know what? Yeah, I'm a fan of Ginger Baker. He's an amazing drummer. I never cared about what he's doing, where he lives, what he's, you know, I don't understand. He doesn't understand this. Oh, my God, you're the famous drummer gang. If you talk to him not knowing who he is, he just likes to have human contact. He doesn't like that. Oh my God, you're Neil Peart. You're I don't look at celebrities. You know, and they think that, bow down to, hail Alex Baldwin, because what he says we should believe. Sorry, but these people, I don't care who you are. If you're innocent, you're innocent. Bill Cosby had a court case. He had a group of his peers. He was found guilty. Was he guilty or not? The court said he was guilty, so that's what I have to say. I didn't listen to all the testimony. I didn't see all the hours of testimony or any video or anything like that or photos. I don't know any of that. Like O.J. Simpson, one guy said, well, I believe O.J. Simpson was guilty. I know he did it, but none of the evidence they put before me would tell me that I have to convict him on reasonable doubt. If I have to go, no. There's not enough evidence for me to say he did it. I believe he did, but they couldn't prove it to me, so... But that's how this world is, you know. These Hollywood elites think that they're better. If this fake Russia crap, yeah, it's fake. So don't worry, folks. Yeah. You know, what have Democrats done since Trump became in office? Except for, I don't know, try to get him out. They haven't tried to make America great. It's going to be interesting to see with Eli Cummings, like, who takes his place? Like, will they have a special election? It's interesting. I don't know how they do it in Maryland. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that, you know? I mean, I don't want anyone to die, but still, you know, I mean, it's like when they work for me and all they're trying to do is get Trump out of office and bash Trump and, you know, oh, Bruno, actor, oh, Lord help us, you know. I'm a Borat, Larry Charles. He is the writer and director of Bruno and Borat and Lord help us. The dude sucks. But he thinks that these Trump rallies are an illusion with paid, hypnotized audience. Yeah. Just a second.
I'll do it.
Yeah, if you don't know, back. My wife sits there like this before the... You will support Trump. You will support him. Your conversation is about supporting Trump. You don't like Democrats and Hillary Clinton? Really? We're not brainwashed like you freaking morons. Remember, folks, in 2016, there was proof that they were paying Democrats to try to incite Trump supporters so that they could look at these loony bins. Yeah, we're going to make them look like loony bins. Yeah, that's right. We're going to try to incite them. And so what? Yeah. If you're that retarded, you know, if you're that mentally retarded that you want to support Trump, well, yeah, okay, if you're going to call me mentally retarded for supporting Trump, then I guess I am. You know, if having my freedom of speech, having my Second Amendment rights, having stores full of groceries, yeah, I don't know how a socialist can go into a grocery store and say, man, I hate capitalism. I don't know how they can do that. I mean, I'm waiting for a socialist to go into a grocery store and complain that there's food in it. Why aren't people in this grocery store stabbing and kill each other for a $200 loaf of bread that's $500 by the time you get to the register because of inflation? Why in the heck are we having stores full of shelves of food? That's just where we live in, though, folks. Because we're just paid, hypnotized audience. It's an illusion. If you think your life is a grand delusion. Yeah, well, we're living in the era of sticks. Because we're just living in one giant grand delusion. That's a good song, by the way. But yeah, We're in the grand illusion because Larry Charles thinks it because he's a stupid, retarded moron that, okay, you suck at directing, okay, Bruno sucked, Borat sucked, okay, give it up, dude. Give it up. You're a Hollywood sucker that sucks, and you think that we're all like paid. We're paid. Well, where's my money? Where's my $5,000? I just want to go to like a Democrat rally, supporting everything Trump does as a Democrat. You know, like. Well, it's about time we're finally out of Syria, you know. Or Qasir Syria, Cortez wanted it, all these Democrats want it. Isn't it great that we're finally getting out of Syria? I love it. Well, believe it or not, there's nothing Trump has tried. There's nothing, you know, promises made, promises kept. You seen those posters? Well, most of the promises he made were promises of Democrats. The things Democrats wanted for years and Republicans wanted. When he's finally kept his promise and did this, oh no, we can't do that now. Oh my God. We can't. Having $2 gasoline, we can't have that.
I am so sick of congressmen, presidents, or candidates, any politician, promising the moon and back and delivering nothing. That's why people love Trump.
Yeah.
That's a simple and...
Well, I think one of the main reasons why they like him...
Never Trumpers and Democrats are never going to understand that.
Because, well, most of those people, they don't follow anything, and they just, like Nancy Pelosi could say something today, and they could say something... She could flip-flop her stance the next day, and guess what would happen?
They
would be like, oh, yeah. Most of them go to the rally like, what are we doing today? What are we chanting today? And when they get asked by true conservatives, well, why this? Why that? Why that? Huh? And then when like that Obama phone lady, everyone in Cleveland who vote Obama already got a phone. Obama, he gave his phone. Got a phone. I got a phone.
You're not in the picture.
I don't care. It's not the point. I got a phone. Did you get a phone? Obama gave me a phone. Then he said, okay, this is Obama. This is what Obama said. Here's video of it right here. He said this, take it to the bank 100%. If you make under $250,000, your taxes will not go up. And she brought all her paperwork. Her taxes like doubled. This is him saying they won't. And here's proof that it went up. She changed her stance. That was before they shut down Alex Jones because the liberals got to me just tired of the bullcrap, which pissed me off because I liked InfoWars. Prison Planet TV.
Wow. He got into some serious trouble because he said Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. And that was... I mean, there were some things that he would, like, way off character.
You don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if things like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like this one guy said. Here is the Pentagon. Here is the crash from the Pentagon. A commercial airliner would have made like this big of a hole. Not this. There's no way a commercial airliner crashing the Pentagon.
No, you don't know how it hit. We don't have video of how the airliner.
He said it wouldn't matter. There's, if you look at the photo, show me one, there's no debris of a plane of any kind.
Look, the picture is probably taken after.
No, this is video, like when it, like this is when you're still smoke. There's not one piece of a plane anywhere, no tire, no nothing. It wouldn't all incinerate. He goes, I'm not saying one way or the other, I'm just saying that a plane, no matter how it went in, it would have done way more damage than this. But I'm not a 9/11 whatever. I'm just showing it's just, you know. But anywho, we're Americans. We need to start acting like it. That's the problem. See, a lot of people are starting to wake up to realize that, hey, a D or an R doesn't mean a damn thing. Like I tell some of my friends, so wow, isn't it funny how you were bashing John McCain? Now all of a sudden, right before his death, you're like, oh, he's great. Because
I get 19 and I didn't like him because he's dead.
I was one of those people that, okay, well, between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, I don't want Mitt Romney, I don't want either, but he is the lesser of the two evils. John McCain is the lesser of the two evils. I don't want him, but I have no choice. We're effed. We're really, really screwed with Obama. The only reason why I kind of hoped Obama got in is because he would hopefully open people's eyes to see how corrupt the Democratic Party is and how socialist they really are. And I think it has somewhat, not a lot, but people are starting to wake up to realize, hey, look at...
We're going to see this election.
And that's a big thing, so...
We're going to see with this next election.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at Joe Biden to Trump. I want to see your I want to see your tax returns, our pal. You talk about, you either show your tax returns or shut up about my son. Oh, gee, isn't that funny? Well, let me see your financial records. I want to see the extent of your corruption. I want to see the billions you have there. You know, because Nancy Pelosi has been asked several times, oh, we're not here to talk about my millions.
Right.
You know, see, the Democratic debate the other night was millionaires arguing with other millionaires about rich millionaires. Oh, if you're a liberal, they support you if you're a millionaire, but if you're a conservative, how dare you?
There were 12 people there, and realistically, they should have only been 5 or 6.
Yeah, it was so...
It was ridiculous.
Do you laugh at it? It's funny, but then it's sad at the same time. Because it's like, holy crap, these people could be, at worst, congressmen or senators. And some of them have been or are. Lord, help us.
Right.
But that's where we're at, you know? And people, you know, people are waking up. Let me see how much time I got left in the program, folks. Ooh, I got about 31 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the Kyle's Conversation. You can listen on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow me on there. Also, I got a PayPal link if you want to help make this conversation great. Also, folks, thank you for tuning in to the new slot time, because by 9 o'clock last night, I was out, because like Monday, I got to be at work at 5:30 because we got so much to do. Yeah, I get weekends off, but then some days I got to go in like real early, like 5:30. So, you know, but that's why, because I want to be in bed, at least lying down by like 8 o'clock. So that, you know, because 5 o'clock comes really early, because I got a half an hour from the time I get dressed to be out the door by 5:30, because I ain't got a badge yet where I work. So, yeah. So I have to call this number. I have to get in there, and I have to hit the call button. This is security. Can I help you? Yeah, my name is Jane Doe III, and I'm insecure, and I need some security. Come on in. And then when I go in there, I have to call them back and say, yeah, I work for this company. I don't have a badge yet, even though they've given you all my information. And I have to go through a background check and drug test.
Your insecurity alarm?
Yeah. And then, okay, who's your contact? Well, it's this lady, it's this and this. Because I work at in a pharmaceutical chemical company, so it's very highly secure. They have, like, cameras everywhere. Like, you open a wrong door. I mean, they can ding your tell if a door opens. Okay, yeah, you're not supposed to be in there, sure, what the hell. But, you know, hey, when you're working around that stuff, I understand it. Sad you have to have it, but, you know, It's just one of those things. So it's the society we live in. It's just post 9/11, you know. But like when my mom would watch those ABC specials. Guess what, folks? Look how easy it is to contaminate the water supply. My mom would be like, why don't you just tell people how to do it, you know? At least eliminate steps. We're not going to show you 100%, but this is basically, it is so easy to contaminate the water supply. All you got to do is this. Hopefully, when you show them on TV, hopefully you tell them to, I don't know, like, okay, now that we've shown how easy it is, can you fix the glitch? Because my phone keeps having updates. We got an update to fix the glitch for the glitch you didn't have. Yeah, I don't have a glitch, so why don't I actually went to AT&T one time. I got to tell you this story. I went to, and I'm like, yeah, it's telling me I have to update my phone to fix a glitch. I don't have the issue, this glitch that you're talking about. How can I get it so I don't have the update? Oh, sir, you have to do the update. So I'm gonna have an update that's gonna screw up my phone and make it not work properly to fix a glitch that I don't have. That's pretty much it, yeah. I'm like, but hey. Now, who was that guy from that went to Pittsburgh or whatever that had no one?
Mark, South Carolina disgraced ex-governor.
It was the South Carolina.
Stanford.
Who?
Stanford. Mark Stafford.
Mark Stafford, I think it was. He went to like, he's trying to run against Trump. And he went to a rally, and the only person showed up was one reporter.
Yeah. He had two workers that helped him set it up, and one reporter. No people came. You had people waiting days and overnight to see Trump.
He had one person.
A reporter. Just to do a story, not because he supported the guy. How many do you have with Warren? Do you have that with Warren? Do you have that with Crazy Bernie? Do you have that with Sleepy Creepy Joe? I mean, Kamala Harris, any of them?
No.
Beto, who's gonna think he's gonna take my guns? Any of them?
Beto, what's up there? Okay, buddy.
Okay,
oh, no, cops. No, you don't understand. Cops are going to confiscate your guns. Trust me. They will come to your house. They will kill you. They will rob you.
Isn't his real first name either Robert or
Robert?
Robert. Hey, Bobby.
Little Bobby Berto became the mayor of South Bend, and he wanted to confiscate your guns till the very end. Berto only had 0.001% of the vote, so he didn't win the election. He didn't even get the nomination, so he had to call back and be a stupid, dumb mayor of a city that no one likes him.
Yeah, I don't think he's even going to get reelected for that.
Oh, no. Well, almost 25,000 Chicago public school teachers started picketing Thursday because they're not making enough, and, like, these kids really care, you know. They're like, yay, vacation.
I wouldn't have cared if my teachers went on strike. I would have probably went and tried to do what I can to make it last longer.
So what can we do to make this last longer?
That contractor offering you sucks. Don't sign it. Don't sign it. Don't go for it. Tell no. Tell no. No.
You know how much money the union's going to get of that?
Exactly.
See, I think those Chicago teachers should be making like $150 million.
Like that stupid GM strike. Oh yeah, we want guaranteed jobs and guaranteed wages and blah blah blah. How much of that is really your benefit? How much of that are you really going to get?
How much of that is realistic?
Right.
I understand the Obamacare point of it. Because I've heard they want them to get on the Affordable Care Act and not have their own insurance. And but how much, you know, I don't see that. I mean, yeah, but how much are, like, I forget, somebody actually did that one time and figured out, like even striking for like a week, how much you would have to increase your pay to get that money back that you lost. You know, and it's crazy. It's where we live in. It's a crazy world, you know. And we gotta be who we are, you know. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you think about it like this. You know, it's like 62% of Americans now support the use of legalized marijuana. In 2000, it was 31%. How did that change? Because Colorado decided, hey, we're going to legalize it. And guess what's happened? Since they've decided to legalize it, all these things, all this stuff we were told, the lies, are not true. Got to fix my mic stand. We're live, folks. And that's what you do. You fix your mic stand when you're live. Yeah, I've been on Mind of Jamal before watching him, and he'll be fixing light bulbs. And
you need help?
I got it. But, you know, I mean, it's people have seen through the bull crap. Just like Trump. Look at what he's doing. Well, why haven't the politicians been able to do that? Well, it's a thing called, I don't know. He's getting the job done because, you know what? When he does this and he makes America great, he's going to keep it great. He's going to continue it. You know, instead of campaigning on fixing the VA all the time, fix it and then keep it fixed and make it even better and improve on it. You know, these people are starting to realize, wait a minute here. All this stuff they're claiming about marijuana is not bad. The only thing they're ever coming out with is, oh, you know, marijuana, if you do it, you can become schizophrenic. It's proven. If you are susceptible, if you have like schizophrenia in your family, yes, you can deal with that. You can have that issue. But unfortunately, if you're normal, there's no proof that a normal, rational human being that uses medical cannabis or cannabis has an issue. It's only been found in cases they have a predisposition to that because it's in their family. But that's where we're at, you know. I mean, and then because they're working on, because I think there's one state where they have a breathalyzer now, so like they can detect how. So like, because of course, if you smoke at night and you work all day, well, all they can really do for the most part is prove that you use it. You know, I know people in Colorado that have medical stuff and it's legal, but, oh, if it shows up in a piss test, I'm fired. No matter what, because they don't test you to the point, and I hope it gets to the point like, we're okay, like, yeah, you can test me to prove that I'm using it, but not during work. Because right now, for the most part, 99% of the testing is, do you use it? Yes or no? Yeah, well, it's illegal in most of the parts. But it's one of those things that, you know, I get the, like, there's a guy, there's a documentary on YouTube, a guy has cluster headaches, and he was on fentanyl, morphine, all these things, nothing worked, these magic mushrooms help. He grinds them up in capsules, and he hates the feeling he gets. But it works. It works. It helps him. And like I've said before, if you didn't hallucinate from those mushrooms, they'd be legalized like this because they're showing promise for people who are manic depressant. I'm not saying go out and down mushrooms. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying light up. I'm saying that if you have cancer, it can help you. If you have depression, there's evidence that it might be able to help you, the mushrooms, with that. You have to We have to do more research, obviously. And we need to do some controlled clinical studies to find out what's in the mushroom and see, okay, can you extract that in a way to where you can dose it so that you know you're getting this amount? So it is dosed properly. So you can actually do a true clinical study. Does it mass producibly work? You know, because you may have one or two cases where it does, but over 1,000 people, will you have two that take mushrooms and they are cured from manic depression, or do you have like 500? Because that's a huge difference.
Do you think that they could take the part, like they know CBD and THC, which one gets you high and which one can help pain?
Yeah, and help you sleep.
Right. They know in cannabis which one helps.
The endocannabinoids, yeah.
Well, do you think they could take the mushroom and do the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
Break it down?
I think they could, yeah.
You think they might be working on that? That might...
I'm surprised if they haven't already done that. I'm surprised. I would be surprised if what we know about, like, cannabis, I wouldn't be surprised, like, the tobacco industry, where when you look at their documentation, they knew it caused cancer in the 50s. They knew in 64 they were selling a product that, how can we make it more addictive because it's addictive? How they, you know, and you wouldn't think, you go back to the 80s, and like, wow, you know, now you sit there and like, they knew all the way back, you know, I bet you if you look into the books, they know a lot about, more about cannabis than they lead to believe, because it's, because even when they were trying to eliminate it in 1970, they had proof that it was not bad at all, and it should be legalized, and he's like, no way. Because here's millions of dollars that I have people that need millions of dollars to fight the war on drugs, and I can't give it to them. And, you know, and you wonder how much they know about the truth about that it can actually terminate cancer and pain and do all this stuff. Because I can tell you right now, if those magic mushrooms didn't get you, if you didn't hallucinate, like if you could take a butt mushroom and eat it and it would take away your pain, that stuff would have been legal a long time ago. It's just because the toxins in it that screw with your brain.
You know, I know how much pain I'm in. I don't know if I could eat a mushroom. I just don't know. If I only had to do one and it would cure me, I wouldn't have to eat more. Like, you have to do a pain pill.
No, you would grind it up.
Listen. If I didn't have to keep taking it, like you do pain medicine, or even smoking marijuana. You have to keep smoking it. It only stays in your system it shows up in your system on tests, but it only affects you for so long.
Yeah.
If I only had to do it once, I don't know if I could. I don't know.
So, like, if it was ground up like that guy does and puts it in capsules?
That I could do.
That's what he does. And he still gets all, he hates the high. He hates everything about it, but he can go a whole month with no cluster headaches.
As much headaches as I have.
And that's the thing. I mean.
How long does he stay high? Do you know?
Oh, it's like 8 hours that you're like tripping and hallucinating. Yeah, he has to take like a day off and do it. Yeah, I'll have to see if I can find that documentary and let you watch it. It's interesting. It's like 20 minutes or something. It's one of those things that, going forward, folks, it's like, you know, not many, I mean, that's the thing, you need to be educated, because if you take cannabis that has the THC in it and you decarboxylate it, which means activate the THC in it, because it has THA in it. Cannabis, all cannabis has THA. And when you decarboxylate it with like a lighter and heat it up or in the oven, you turn the THA into THC. And if you keep going, you turn into a CB9 or CBN9. And you basically make, and if you decarboxylate weed for a very long, like really over, like if you All you're going to do if you decarboxylate the weed too much is make a very good sleeping pill. It'll help you sleep very well. CBD is very good at helping you sleep. But, you know, but it's like if you ever watch those Lyrica commercials, what do they tell you? Now, before you drive or operate machinery, you know how Lyrica will affect you. Well, that's, you know, that's the thing that really gets me when you have people that, you know, have like bottles of Everclear and they down it and no one says a word about it. They might say stupid, but you know, they take a piece of a joint and they don't even inhale. And he just needs to be in prison. You know, if you look at Colorado, the usages are plummeting. You know, why? Because, hell, when I was a teenager, I wanted to do all kinds of stuff because it was illegal. I can't drink. It's illegal for me to drink. I have to be 21. You have to be 18. I want to smoke. I wanted, and boy, was I a fool. You know, where did that get me? Nowhere. You know, and when, wow, I can actually legally do it, what's the point? It's not cool anymore. Because smoking cannabis is not about being cool. It's about relief. It's about pain. It's about medicine. It's about, you know, it's about textile. It's about clothing. It's about ethanol. It's about multiple things, you know? The first Levi's jeans were made from recycled sails that were made from hemp. Rope used to be made from hemp. And I think there's a lot of people that are like, we gotta, nah, if they wouldn't have demonized it by trying to get rid of blacks and Mexicans because they were associated with the plant, we would have cannabis. You wouldn't have to try to reinvent the processes and plants to make the rope and the textiles and the fiber. It's going to be interesting to see really soon how long it takes for you to be able to buy like towels and stuff that are 100% hemp fiber. Because most of the hemp I've gotten in the past, like pants or jeans, are like 50% cotton. And I'm like, I want all hemp. But, yeah, but since it was not legal in the U.S. to grow, it was so ridiculous. Like, so expensive for the jeans. They're comfortable, and they last. Okay, folks, to all you that have been waiting, got about 12 minutes left. Now it's time to get into some nightmare news with Manchester United. I don't know what the answer is at United. You know, Ollie is sitting there. He is adamantly coming out, as most of you have been waiting for this. Thank you for your patience. But Ollie has been seriously, I'm in control. I got every player I wanted and every player left. Like that's my transfer window. I got the players I wanted and the players gone I didn't want. The players I didn't want left. The players I got were there. I 100% had, that was all me. 100%. Okay, so this crappy transfer window is you're doing, then I don't want you. If you truly had 100% say and every player we got in this transfer window was your doing, and some of those others that were like one step away that wanted to come here that didn't happen, okay, you can come out and say, hey, we got players I wanted, but there were some players I really wanted that wanted to come here, but hey, that didn't happen. You know, I'm doing the best I can, you know. We got De Gea is out, Pogba's out, and Lingard's out. Not that, you know, when I listen to the press conference, I'm like, Lingard? I just, yeah, he's not that it matters. I mean, well, once we get all our players back, we had all our players and we tanked. We bottle it. We're a park the bus club. Romero is that goal, which he's a great goalie. He's So, I mean, it's awesome that he's stepping up, but, I mean, come on. The thing I want to get into big time is that I'm done with these. I mean, these international breaks to play for, I get so frustrated with that crap because you bust your butt, and guess what happens? Yep, I'm sorry, folks, but, let me see here. During international duty, he tore his Achilles heel, and he's out for the rest of the season. In a pointless international game, where you lose a player for 6 months or 4 months or 2 months or whatever because of whatever the injury was. I don't understand that. I get so – I could see if it's like, this is a major game for our country. This is like – you know, we win this one and we're in the World Cup or something. Okay, that's different. But if it's thing like some of these, I swear they're like international friendlies. I'm like, you need to have a friendly international team. If this is when the game's meaningless, this is the team you play. When it's important, this is who we play. And that's the problem anyways, because you have players. I mean, take 25 of the best Premier League players and put them on a team together. See how well they do. They may not do that well because they don't know how to play with each other. They got to learn, you know. But it's just one of those things, you know, that when you – I think all I need is to stop making excuses. And I'm tired of – don't give – folks, how you doing? I'm Liverpool. Liverpool? Hello, Liverpool. Yeah, Lingard's out, Pogba's out, De Gea's out. I'm just Anthony Martial. Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to let you know you're going to run all over us. You know, we're just going to park the bus. We're going to do the diamonds. We're going to suck. I just want to give you the heads up because, you know, that's what we're going to do. Don't worry, I'm going to tell you. We got Romero out goal. He's good, but he's not De Gea. But still, I mean, if you can score against De Gea, you can score against Romero. Don't worry. At least I do kind of think with a Zidane, he would if he was given this transfer window, he would call a spade a spade. I mean, if that scares me, if Ali is truly taking responsibility and saying, hey. If he truly got the players in the window that he wanted and no one else, he didn't want anyone else. It was the transfer window was 100% him, that there were players that wanted to come here. And he said, no, I don't need them. I do think, I mean, I like him. I do. But I've been very hesitant. I mean, I will say, like I have said before, Van de Sar is dominating as a director of football. He is at Ajax. He's doing a tremendous job. I can see him coming into United and playing that role because he's doing a great job where he is. He's not I'm so sick and tired of, well, he's a legend. You know, there are people talking like, well, Roy Keane, should he be maybe he should be the man. I'm tired of just because you're Michael Jordan or Larry Bird doesn't mean you'll make a great basketball coach. You could be one of the greatest in the NBA. Doesn't mean you're going to be a great coach. I love to cook. I'm a master chef. But when it comes to me having to sit there and take something, okay, I've got a 2-hour list, but it's going to be 7 hours because I got to stop and show this person how to do stuff when half the people aren't interested. They don't care. They just walk off as you're doing something or showing them something. They're not paying attention. You know, I just like, if you don't want, I'm at the point in my life, if you don't want to learn, I'm here to show you. I have a culinary school degree. If you want to learn, I'll teach you. You don't want to learn, just walk off. I'll find someone that does want to learn. And it's great when you have people like, okay, no way, that's cool. How do you, you know, and you get that every once in a while where you get that person that truly has that desire and truly has that drive. But, you know, I don't, Just, I'm tired of this. We got to have a United legend. I want someone that's dominated. I want a Zidane, and I want someone that is proven, that can win, that knows what they're doing. That's not going to sit there. The players. I like the players we got. You know, every person in this transfer window was my decision. Well, I would like to ask him. Well, on X, Y, and Z, these players, Bruno Fernandes, was he going to come here? But you said you didn't want him, so they told him no. You know, was Antonio Griezmann going to come here? But you said no. Was this player going to come here? But you said no. Was Gareth Bale going to come here? But you said no. Was, you know, whatever the case may be. That's what that's what question I'd love to ask. That's one question I would ask. Out of all these rumored players that were, like, we felt like one step away from coming here, like Bruno Fernandes, did you not want him, or why didn't he come here? Because I was anticipating him coming here. He had been scouted for a long time, and we were... I just want to know. I want to know. So, thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And you know, I don't want excuses anymore. You know, I'm a patient man with this United team. I know we're miles away from even contending for fourth place. We're miles away from contending for fourth place. Miles away. But it scares me if Ollie truly was in control of, he got every player he wanted, and the players like Bruno Fernandes, I'm assuming from what he told me, he didn't want him. So I'm dumbfounded. I don't get it because, I mean, I don't know what the answer is. And it's, you know, he needs to start having some backbone and saying, hey, we're going to dominate, you know, instead of making excuses saying, hey, I got a backup goalie. It's amazing. Romero is going to dominate. Pogba's out, but this is who's report. We got Mason Greenwood. We got McTominay. You know, this is who we got replacing him. I don't know. Something's got to give with United. But it's not like we're going to, like, oh, I'm not a fan, though. Win, lose, or draw, doesn't matter. We're still better than Everton. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. I really do, folks. I hope you wake up. I hope you feel that when you sit there and you're like wondering what's going on. With 90 seconds left, folks, you realize that, hey, I live in a pretty damn good country. I have freedoms most people don't have. I have liberties most people don't have. A lot of people have to take the Bible and memorize it because they can't bring it to church. They can't be seen with it.
In China, they have their own communist Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, yeah.
But Democrats want that. Democrats want a library that only has, like, the dictator's writings in it. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to like. If you have any comments, feel free to leave them. Don't forget to like. I do have a PayPal if you want to help out. That'd be great, graciously appreciated. And all that PayPal stuff goes right to this. Be one of the first to donate. And also, 800-525-5683. K-Love Pledge Drive. Help them out. Keep positive, encouraging K-Love on the air. And with that, remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night and goodbye. God bless.